Good evening. If you would please turn your Bibles to the 86th Psalm. Here David, of course, is offering a prayer unto God. And there are some things that he asks for, some things that he is thankful for, that I'm sure at one point or another we can all relate. In verse 14 of this psalm, where I'd like for us to begin, he says this, O God, the proud have risen against me, and a mob of violent men have sought my life, and have not set you before them. But you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in mercy and truth. Can you imagine David praying for the ones that he perhaps is afraid of? Those that are not treating him very well? He even acknowledges that they are not treating God as they should. Sometimes when those persons do not do things to God as they ought, they do things to us that they shouldn't. Are we passive when these things take place? Or are we aggressive? We may be passive in the sense that we do not need to lash out against them, but we may be aggressive saying that there are some things that I feel I need to do back. But we can be aggressive in a different way. Aggressive in the perception that we can go to God in prayer. Pray for those that are doing these things unjustly to us. But what David is against, he is rightfully so. Because the things that people are doing, we find that God is not pleased with. Remember what the wise men taught in the book of Proverbs chapter 6? In verse 16, when he said, These six things the Lord hates. Yes, even seven are an abomination to him. The first thing that he says is a proud look. Those, he says, that have lying tongues, hands that have shed innocent blood, and on and odd he goes. This is exactly what David is upset about. The people are not treating him by doing things that God said not to do. But in order to rightfully think how we should react, can you imagine how Christ felt when those things happened to him? Remember as Jesus was led to the cross, there were those indeed that were violent against him. There were those that accused him of blasphemy, those that mocked him, those that spit upon him. And yet Jesus did not speak out against them. Rather, he prayed, Father, forgive them. He was willing to forgive the very ones that were crucifying him upon the cross. David went on to say he knew that God was willing to do that. He said in verse 15, But you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in mercy and truth. Isn't this the way God was when even Christ hung upon that cross? Very long-suffering. Compassionate on us as sinners. Very gracious by giving us His only begotten Son. And yes, He is indeed abundant in mercy and in truth. He tells us what the truth is. In John chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And there is no other way unto God except through Him. Yes, we can have eternal life, but we've got to go the way of the truth. And as David went on to pray in verse 16, he prayed that these things would be given unto him. He says, O turn to me and have mercy upon me. Give your strength to your servant. And save the son of your maidservant. Show me a sign for good, that those who hate me may see it and be ashamed. Because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. That's the God in whom we serve. That is very gracious. That is very good. One that helps us and comforts us in the time in which we need Him most. Yes, God provides these things, especially His mercy that He is rich in through giving us Jesus Christ. Paul later referred to that in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. He also tells us in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13 that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. It is Christ that gives us His strength. Just imagine, as David prayed, those would they see something good and become ashamed? Can you imagine the people would feel when they realized that a good, sinless Savior died on the cross for their sins and your sins and my sins? Does it make us feel ashamed? Does it make us recognize the fact that I'm the one that sinned and have separated myself from God? That Jesus is the one that died so that I could be reconciled to Him? I hope and pray that it does. Because you see in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 10, Paul explained that godly sorrow produces repentance that will lead us to our salvation. We talked a little while ago how God indeed saves us. But there are some things He expects us to do ourselves. We must recognize we're sinners. We must be willing to repent of those sins. We must be willing to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, the Lamb that has come to take away the sins of the world. If we are willing to confess that faith, be baptized into Christ for the remission of our sins, Christ can save us by His grace along with our faith. Have you done that this evening? Are you praying for that very message as David is? Are you sharing the gospel message with others? Tonight we're about to sing a song of encouragement. And if there be one tonight that needs to respond to that invitation, we are here to assist you as together we stand and sing.